Coming up next, you'll hear another edition of the Insight 2021 podcast series. Insight 2021 is being presented by Expediter Services, and Stoops Freightliner is serving as our title sponsor. In this edition of the Insight 2021 podcast series, we'll be talking with Ken and Jessica Horn, owner-operators who are part of the ES community. Here's a preview with Jessica discussing their experience with ES.
This program is set up so good with them. I can't say enough about it. I really can't. I thank God every day that he put us where he put us, because we could not be doing better than we are right now. Everything with this truck is going so well. Things are a lot better in our home life because we're not stressed out. You follow their program, you're going to succeed as long as you have the initiative to do what they've set there for you and use their walkway to success. You're going to be able to do this.
Welcome back to the Insight 2021 podcast series, and thanks for connecting with us again here on the Pod Wheels Network. Presented by Expediter Services, the Insight 2021 podcast series is pleased to have Stoops Freightliner as our title sponsor. Through the Insight 2021 podcast series, we're placing a spotlight on key issues and opportunities within the trucking industry, while also highlighting members of the ES community. Founded in 2006, ES has become a leader in providing capacity solutions and ownership opportunities within the trucking industry. As you heard in the opening, we'll be talking with Ken and Jessica Horn, who followed the ES Path to Ownership program to become owner-operators in the ES community. Ken and Jessica are both veterans of the trucking industry, with each of them holding more than 20 years of experience on the road. Ken and Jessica were looking for a new opportunity when they contacted Forward Air, one of the partner carriers in the ES community. The recruiting team at Forward Air referred Ken and Jessica to ES, and Megan Turner, the director of recruiting at ES, told the Horns about what ES had to offer professional drivers seeking opportunities for truck ownership. As you'll hear, the ES Path to Ownership program proved to be a perfect fit for Ken and Jessica. Pod Wheels Network executive producer Greg Thompson caught up with Ken and Jessica in between load assignments outside of Chicago. Ken and Jessica talked with Greg through a Zoom audio connection.
Here we are, it's early April. You guys have been a part of the ES community now for about 14 months. So tell us a little bit about your experience over that time. What's the last 14 months been like?
Honestly, I'd have to say they're better than the rest of the 20 years that we've been on the road.
They've been very, very good to us.
You guys came into this with, both of you guys had more than 20 years of experience on the road. What were your expectations as you came in to the ES community through the Forward Air fleet as independent contractors and now owner-operators? What were you expecting when you came in?
I didn't have no expectations. I didn't know what to expect. It was something new. We'd been with that other company for 11 years, so trying to figure out where to go, I guess, was our main thing. But other than that, I didn't have no expectations.
We honestly figured we were either going to sink or swim, and we would have to rely on ourselves. Honestly say that we had any idea of how this would go, we had nothing.
Well, as you guys said, you came into this with really no expectations and a lot of experience. So let's talk about what makes ES different than what you've experienced previously in your trucking careers.
The number one thing that ES has is a support system like no other. I can get a hold of somebody 24/7 with any issue, can find an answer or get help or whatever, no matter what's going on. To me, that's probably the number one thing I need with anybody I work with, and the ES has done that.
Jessica, you just mentioned support, and I know from talking to both you and Ken in the past that Lee Burkhalter is your service coordinator, and I'd like for you guys to talk about what Lee does for you and the fact that ES has a service coordinator, has that liaison, has that answer person who can really take care of just about anything that comes up for you.
Lee is wonderful in the aspect. If I need Lee 5 times a day, every day, because I've got certain questions, he's there. But at the same time, he's not overpowering. He's not pushing me to do things that I shouldn't do, but he's that sounding board for me to make good decisions with. I may not talk to Lee, in a week when he'll call me up and go, hey, how's everything going? And just want to know that we're okay. But then, especially when we went to get the new truck, I had more questions that you could shake a stick at. And we talked 2 to 3 times a day. So he's there as much as I need him or as little as I need him.
Ken, from your perspective, what does it mean to have somebody like Lee in your corner?
It's very nice, to be honest. Normally, we had trouble getting a hold of other people and other jobs, but with Lee, I have his cell phone number. I can either keep trying to call him, which I don't. I just send him a text message, and usually within 5, 10, 15 minutes, he's back with us. He's very nice to have around.
Let me ask you this. We're here in April of 2021. Look back at a year ago, you guys were just getting started with ES. Tell me, how are you looking at trucking and how are you looking at life and how are you looking at truck ownership now here a year later?
Definitely different. A year ago, we were just hoping to be able to make ourselves secure before retirement. Now there's been talks about possibly getting other trucks and trying to build our business. When we came into this with ES, when I tell you we were losing everything in our home life, we were having problems with our bills the whole nine yards. A year later, yeah, we're doing great. We've paid off vehicles. We've been able to pay off bills, just all kinds of different things we never had thought possible in the time that we've been out here. You live week to week as a truck driver. Since we came here, our lifestyle has gone from almost nothing and just scrounging for everything we got to where I'm not worried where my next meal's coming from. So we're doing wonderful.
Ken, how are things looking for you?
Like Jessica said, it's wonderful now. I couldn't ask for better. We have talked about maybe down the road looking at putting on a few trucks. We've been talking about that a lot, especially in the last couple of months. But as far as ES goes, I couldn't ask for better. We found our second home, I put it that way. We know we got it good here, and with the backing that we have no reason not to be successful the way we're going.
Well, here's the thing, and we had you guys participate in a webinar in February. Things were looking pretty good. But at the time, we didn't hear anything about possibly adding trucks. And now that you've been in the program and you see how a business can grow, how ownership can work, that to me is one of the biggest endorsements of ES's program, is that you guys have the confidence in what you've experienced to actually want to take that next step and grow a trucking business. I think having ES in your corner has certainly been a big part of those plans.
Oh, heck, it has.
Yeah. It's been huge because we don't feel like we're like out there on the ledge. And if we make a misstep, we have no safety net at all.
We have our feet firmly to the ground now, where before in the past, we was on a very rocky ship and we didn't know if it was going to sink or we was going to be able to stay afloat. But unfortunately, we started sinking and then we ran across ES, and thank God for them because they have been a blessing for us.
We've talked a little bit about it, but one of the things about ES is the comprehensive nature of the support that you get. You guys, and we'll talk about it in a moment, went through a truck purchase process. You've got a terrific fleet that your owner operators with, and that's Ford Air. And in addition to that, you've got a scope of support with different services that are available through the ES community. Let's talk a little bit about those services and the scope of support, and then we'll get into some of these other details.
Number one, maintenance. That's your biggest expense and everything with your truck. They set you up with EFS. You get your own EFS account to be able to manage your maintenance on your truck the whole nine yards. They walk you through. They help you understand that. Lord knows I am not tech savvy, so learning anything is kind of hard for me. They were there with me to make sure I know how this works, what we do. We get their discounts, of course, when we get maintenance or anything done to the truck. Then on top of it, when it came time to transition from driving their truck to actually driving our truck, they were there and they set me up with Equinox to help me get my LLC, my taxes, every aspect of my business. ESS somebody that they partner with to make sure that I'm successful.
And Ken, one of the things that is great about the scope of services that ES has is that you guys, and you said it right at the top, you're running a business. And running a business and driving a truck at the same time can be a challenge. Having that scope of support, having that community, and that help in running your business has to be something that really sets you up for success.
It does. It does. It's working out very good.
Probably one of the best things that Ken and I both enjoy. We make the decision. ES doesn't make the decision on anything with this business. Now, they're there for me to talk to. They're there to give me advice. And this is where Lee comes in wonderfully. But he'll be the first to tell you, Jess, you don't have to listen to me. But this is what we found out works best. So we have say in every aspect of this. ES is not there to run my business for me. They're there to prop me up and give me the tools I need to be successful at running my business. I could not say enough about ES, just because in my life, in Ken's life, we've been together 12 years. Both of us have been on the road over 20. My life itself as a whole has never been as good as it is right now. And it's because of ES reaching out to us and saying, hey, this is what we got. And it was building that relationship, because I went into it with kid gloves. We drove their truck in the actual program. When you start driving their truck, it's 3 months. You can start getting your own truck at 3 months. We went 10, and it was because we were nervous between the pandemic and things that we'd been through in the past. I was pretty much dragging my feet. But ES was okay with that. They understood that. And it wasn't, hey, y'all need to go ahead and do this. Y'all are going to do this. Come on. It's like, no, take your time. Make sure this is what you want. So from decision one, they've been supportive and gave me what I needed.
And I think that extra time, because I think one of the hurdles that ES encounters is that the program is what they say it is. It's not a carrot on a stick that you can't ever catch. And I think you guys have been out there long enough to know that you hear a lot of things in this industry. You have to experience them. You have to verify it. So you took your time to experience it, to verify it, and to look and say, they said it was going to be X, Y, and Z, and you know what? It is X, Y, and Z. In fact, it's a little bit better than what they actually told us what it was.
Most of your recruiters at these major trucking companies are trained to tell you what they think you need to hear to get in their door. They're all about numbers, and they're not about the quality of a driver no more. It's about filling those seats up, do whatever you got to do to get them in there. And unfortunately, we fell in that trap as we was coming along with our 20-something years. We all fell in those traps. The expediters, they've been pretty close to spot on everything they told us. And I'm very grateful to have them as a partner.
I think the best thing with them is, because one of my biggest things with owning your own truck, period, your downtime. If I go down in Phoenix, Arizona, my truck goes in the shop for a week, how am I going to do this? I don't worry anymore, because I know I have the money there because of the program that they set up. I know what I have. I know what needs to be done. It's simple things like that, but I have a security out here. That's number one. The security ES has allowed me to have, to know that if we had been in that wreck the other night, my truck had to go to the shop to get repairs, what would I have done? Am I going to be able to pay for the hotel for 2 weeks for them to do what they need to do? I don't worry about that anymore, because they've set me up for success since day one. So I'm to a point now, I'm not real worried about if I've got to go down for 2 weeks, how am I going to make that truck note? How am I going to pay my bills at home? How am I going to do all this? I know how I'm going to do it, because they set up the program that way. That's why I'm saying, as long as you follow their program, you're set up for success. Now, of course, on the flip side of all this, you have to be willing to put the work in. Because if you think you're going to go buy a truck and go sit in a truck stop 4 days a week and make money, you ain't going to do it. You're just cutting your nose off to spite your face.
And the reality is, Jessica and Ken, is that you know that regardless of who you're running with, you can't do that. And what ES has done is they've said, look, we're setting up a system where hard work is rewarded. That hard work is your hard work. And guess what? You're doing it as a business owner. Your hard work is going in to better your own business.
It's like when we started this, and sorry about this, babe, but I'm getting a little personal here. When we came over to ES, we didn't have diddly squat. There's no way we could go to a dealership and buy a truck. There's no way that we could have thought about doing this. Our credit scores were horrible because previous, you're living paycheck to paycheck. Check could go down and you're 2 months behind on a house note. Things to this effect. ES, because they were willing, because of the way we worked, to help us with the financing and the whole nine yards to get this truck. Like I said earlier, we were able to go buy a new pickup. I'm pretty sure by the time this is done, if I needed to, I could walk into a dealership and buy that truck with no help at all from anybody. That's how good this system is. I'm not worried about bills. That's the biggest thing, because I'm willing to get out here and work. We work together as a team. We know how to do this. ES knew we worked because we drove their truck for 10 months. They took the gamble on us. We have a beautiful relationship. I think in the webinar, somebody said it was a marriage. And I agree. We have a beautiful relationship in our marriage with ES because we both know what the other person needs and are willing to help each other. They're there for the duration. It's nice to know that.
And the thing about it is, and you know this from experience, is that you're trying them out and they're trying you out.
And they're trying us.
So it's really kind of a big audition. Out of that, you're going to say, you're either going to like it or you're not. They're going to look at you and say, hey, these people are serious about it. They look like good candidates for truck ownership, or they're not.
That's it.
And there's conversations that happen along the way where you guys are taking each other's temperature. You're building a relationship. When at a certain point, as you guys have detailed, you said, hey, I'm ready to do this. And it was a little scary. It was a little exciting. But that's the way those things should be at that point
right.
in time.
Like I said, I love this program because it doesn't matter either what level you're at. Because like with Ken and I, we've owned a truck before. We've went through the leasing programs. We've done all this before. So I would say we're a little more advanced than somebody that just, hey, I'd like to see what it's like. Do I have what it takes? It doesn't matter where you're at. They're there to give you as much or as little as you need. Because that was another thing with Ken and I in the aspect of, okay, are they going to tell me what I can do? As far as, okay, the air conditioner hose broke. I want to put a brand new hose on there. ES wants you to feel comfortable and wants you to learn every aspect. You have to make that call. You have to make the call of what you want done to your truck, how you want to run it, how you want to run your business, the whole nine yards. And like I said, from day one, you're running your own business, whether you're buying your truck or you're going through their program and you're driving their truck. And it's for all ranges. If you need advice and somebody's got to sit on the phone with you for 2.5 hours, they'll do it. I flat out told Lee, I'm not understanding this. I don't know, but I need you to somehow do this to where I can get it in my head so I know what you're talking about. And he will take as much time as I need to feel comfortable to know what decision I need to make. He doesn't second guess me. He doesn't tell me I have to do it this way. He says, this is the way that we found out works best for most drivers. So it's up to you. Like you said, it's a dance. It's an audition. But if you ever even wanted to think about owning a truck, because also you go into this program and 3 months into it, you're like, this ain't for me. I don't think I can do this. You can turn around and walk away if that's what you choose to do. Till you sign the paperwork on that 18-wheeler to buy it, you're not tied down to Expediter Services for anything.
It's one of those things in this industry, it sounds too good to be true, but it is one of the few things that you'll hear about that is exactly what they say it is.
What it say it is. That is true. Like I said, Ken and I thank God every day for Expediter Services. Because without them, we wouldn't be where we're at. And we're happy. I mean, Like I said, the biggest thing is your stress level. You're dealing with the stress of traffic every day. Am I going to make my load on time? Where am I going to stop and take a shower? It's all these stresses, and a lot of people don't think, oh, you just drive a truck, you're sitting behind a wheel. No. Where am I going to stop and get fuel? Do they have fuel? All kinds of different things. Our stress level has dropped so much in the last year dealing with expediter services, because all I have to worry about is driving that truck down that road. I don't have those extra worries about how am I going to get this done to the truck, or am I going to be able to get home for this kid's graduation, or how am I going to pay the house note, because I don't have those worries anymore because I'm following a plan. It helps quite a bit.
Think about this. Your stress as truck drivers has gone down, and you've added the responsibility and the opportunity of running your own business. So you're able to drive a truck, run your business, and your stress level has been significantly reduced. That says a lot.
Correct.
Right there.
There you go.
You guys have had the truck for a few months now. It's your truck. When you go into the truck stops, when you go into shipper locations and talk to other drivers and other owner operators, and when people ask you about your truck and the ES program, what do you tell them?
Honestly and truly, you need to do it. If you ever are thinking about owning your own vehicle, like I said, Ken and I both have been out here over 20 years. We have seen lease purchase programs. We've seen all these other programs. We've done some of them, and we've struggled, and we've struggled hard. This program that ES has set out, there's nothing better, because they have made sure and dotted the I's and crossed the T's to give you a plan to make sure you're successful.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Insight 2021 podcast series and our interview with Ken and Jessica Horn. Expediter Services would like to take this opportunity to once again thank Stoops and Truck Country for serving as our title sponsor for the Insight 2021 podcast series. To learn about Stoops Freightliner and Truck Country, please visit the following website, truckcountry.com. That's truckcountry.com. Before we go, Expediter Services would like to remind you that the company will be presenting the Insight 2021 webinar series. The Insight 2021 webinar series, like our podcast, will be focused on the needs of contract drivers, owner-operators, and fleet owners. For the latest details on the webinar series and all of the offerings available through Insight 2021, please visit ESSuccessintrucking.com. That website again, ESSuccessintrucking.com. Finally, as we close out the Insight 2021 podcast, Expediter Services wishes you safe travels on our nation's roads and highways. And as the country continues to work through the COVID era, we would remind you that in addition to staying safe, you take the necessary steps to also stay healthy as you do the critical work of keeping the American supply chain moving.